Let's get ready to rumble. I mean, podcast. It's Rums Over Baghdad, episode 180. 180. Where we've done it, everyone. We've reached a 180. Very big milestone. I know everyone's excited about it. I don't know what significance it holds, but I'm sure we'll find out some point through this podcast. Joining me today on this episode, Jake.
Hi.
How you doing? How's everything going?
All right.
Good. Also, we have Mary.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Everything good? Fine. Yeah. Okay. I ate some cookies.
What kind of cookies are we talking about?
Gluten-free chocolate chip. They were pretty good. I was surprised. Yeah.
Gluten-free chocolate chip. Sounds good. DJ, thoughts on chocolate chip cookies? Are you more of a gluten-free or non-gluten-free kind of guy?
if you can handle it, I'd say gluten every day.
Okay.
Obviously.
Every day, just gluten? Just a nice big steaming plate of gluten?
That's how you get good glutes, right?
Yeah.
Always be gluten.
I don't think that's how it works.
Always be gluten.
Can you eat gluten? Like, is it a thing you could actually
like
put
raw
on a plate? Yeah, like raw gluten, like just spoon.
It's just the protein from wheat. Like, I didn't specifically seek these out. They were given to me, so it was like free cookies. I'll eat them.
Okay, sure. My grandmother has celiac disease, so we do gluten-free stuff a lot.
I was going to say, do you need gluten-free stuffs?
No, I don't, but I was over at relative's place, and one of them does, so, yeah.
They taste fine! They're fine, once you get used to it. I don't know.
Yeah, fine.
Fine. No great pizza is made gluten-free, but there's okay pizzas that are made gluten-free, right? Like, you could even probably get a good pizza that's gluten-free, but no good pizza.
I have yet to find one. Yeah.
Same. Okay. Interesting. Guys, ready for the holidays? Coming up now. Black Friday, right around the corner. 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? How many podcasts before Black Friday? 3?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about that Pokemon release date, personally. Like, I care about that more than Thanksgiving.
That's the last big game, right? That's the last, like, marquee release?
It's the last big one for me. Like, I haven't really paid attention to anything else. Oh, man, all these leaks. All these Pokemon are getting leaked all over the place.
Are they? What have we got?
Yeah.
Gross.
You want me to link them? Because I can
link
find that.
Link them in the chat.
Pokemon release link, literally.
I didn't know we had more leaks, at least. What was the last leak that I saw? I can't even remember it. I think it was, the last leak I saw was that
they're making another Pokemon game.
Yeah, that was the last leak I saw. Flooding the internet.
Gross.
Yeah, there's a specific Reddit. There's a Reddit just for the leaks. I was looking at them. The Evolved Ponyta looks pretty good. The Rapidash, very fancy. It's going to make me buy the Shield version because it's exclusive to it.
Is Sobble's evolution some emo teenager? That's perfect.
His mid one is so good. Yeah, he's got the hair.
That is fucking stupid and perfect for Sobble.
Yeah, I'm so glad I picked Sobble.
Sobble squad's the worst. They deserve that fucking emo asshole.
The Yampert evolution is pretty disappointing. Like, it starts out a cute corgi and then it just turns into a normal ass looking dog. I was pretty disappointed. But yeah, I'm excited. I want to play that Pokemon because I'm 12 inside, apparently.
We all are. I mean, it's the holidays. That's a good one to pick up.
So you've done a full... it's 180 because you haven't done a 360. You're 180 on this game again? Like, you don't care about the bank shit?
Well, I do care, but as soon as I figured out, like, you're going to be able to cook curry for your Pokemon, like, when they had the potatoes, and I've seen stuff about the fashion now again, too, so who am I kidding? I'm going to get this Pokemon. I'm going to like it, I bet, so... Whatever.
Holy shit, Sobble's final evolution. This apparent climate evolution is very weird.
What's the final evolution?
Hold on, I'm trying to get the link. No.
No.
He looks like the jumping cricket. Praying mantis. He looks like a fucking blue praying mantis.
Hey, that's with pretty cool. Blue praying mantis? Sure. Mantamon? Great character. Everyone loves Mantamon. No.
Is that real?
Digimon? No. But you wish it was, right? You wish. Is there such a thing called Mantamon? Well, interesting. I don't know.
Probably.
The only game I'm looking forward to is Jedi. But that might be bad, so who knows?
Well, I did see that that's going to be on the EA Access Origin Premiere service.
Well, there you go.
So I will sign up for that again, and I don't know, I'll alternate between that and Pokemon. And apparently, Rapid posted this thing, you actually can eat wheat gluten. There is a food that is just straight up wheat gluten, and I had no idea.
Okay, well, I'm just going to pour myself a bowl of wheat gluten and sit on down during, I don't know, some point in time, Christmas.
Dried wheat gluten tastes
delicious.
Like tofu.
Delicious.
I would eat it. I bet that's pretty good.
Dried wheat gluten? What does that even taste like? Just string? Like, just some string?
It looks like stale bread. You're supposed to, like, get it under running water and fluff it up like some kind of bread pudding type deal.
What if you don't? What if you just
then I'm guessing it would be all crumbly and you would just, it would turn into powder. It's
fill
like
your lungs
toast
with
or something.
Oh my god. Okay. Score Bunny's final evolution. Okay. That looks like a rabbit in shorts. Looks like Bunny. Looks like
some that's what you get.
Naruto bullshit. Yeah. It's
he
not
looks
good.
Stupid.
It looks really fucking dumb.
I can't wait to see that. Dunk on LeBron James in the next movie, the thing that's coming out soon.
Well, I'm pretty sure he plays soccer instead of basketball, so that might not happen.
Name a soccer player they could make a funny movie out of with Score Bunny.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Never mind.
Shaq, that'd be hilarious, but...
Are there any? I don't know.
DJ, you know soccer players. Give me your most famous soccer player. Pele. There you go.
Sergio Kun Aguero. Oh, yeah, most famous? Yeah, Pele, I guess.
Okay, Pele. Good. Excellent.
There's some Brazilian Ronaldo ones, which I'm totally blanking on.
Space Jam, starring Score Bunny
Rubinho.
And Pele. It's just going to be a great
Pele.
Show. Yep, and Pele. Featuring Pele. Okay. How's the Outer World going for everybody? How's the only game we all played going again?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I just kind of forgot.
Okay. Oops. Wow, that says something. Did you not like it or what?
No, I didn't want to say anything last week anyway, but yeah, I guess I'm just not that invested in those kinds of RPGs.
Sure, that's fine.
It's really hard for me to adapt to, like, I'm going to do this build and I'm going to adapt into this kind of character where I'm going to sneak thief talk my way through as much stuff as possible, or I'm going to create this persona being a brash sniper guy, or something like that. I just never really, like, try and overthink what kind of character I'm playing. It's just a case of I'm going to play it, and as especially in this game, if I see a thing saying medic or engineering, I'm going to click that shit. And that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I don't play him like that either. I'm not trying to make a character.
Yeah.
I spec how I want to play it.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how I, if I'm doing multiple playthroughs of a game, like even in Skyrim, I roll the same character every time, basically.
Oh, right. Just you go a different direction or something? Like you go different.
Yeah,
routes.
Just kind of start off different and maybe do some different stuff, but like kind of just sort of spec similarly.
I guess it helps in that game, each run, you're going to have a different set of mods every time for Skyrim. So it's always basically a different game. But I'm not saying that game's bad. It's a pretty good game. Yeah. I like that game quite a bit as well. It also doesn't work well with my gameplay habits of I'm going to play an hour to an hour and a half and then I need to do some shit. And so I will close this game for a while and then maybe I'll get back to it or I'll play another game. So yeah, I like to think you'd spend at least 2 hours on that game, like exploring a world or exploring a zone or getting deep into some quests and gaining more quests.
That's been my issue with it too, which is why I'm still on Monarch. Like, I've been busy with other stuff, like Halloween was this week, and I had to do a bunch of crap involving that. So I've only had, like, 2 long gameplay sessions so far this week, so I have all the party members, but I'm still only on Monarch, and I'm getting stuff done, but yeah, I plan on finishing it this week, though.
Yep. That's my hope as well. How much farther, Jake? I know you finished it. You said you finished. You didn't finish.
Nope.
Where are you at?
I'm still just doing side quests. I'm just, if I can find, I basically am just going to like each world and looking for named NPCs to talk to. Because usually they have a quest for you.
Right. Yeah, I've actually found a few that I missed. Like, I went back to a planet, opened a door, and there's like a named character. I'm like, oh, hey. Named person. Okay, I'm just gonna pick up the side quest now. Like that lady on Roseway, who's outside of the door that she wants you to pick up a lighter case for. She's one of the raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Completely missed her. Completely went around that door. Didn't even. And she's just standing there. I'm like, okay, cool.
And she doesn't show up if you handle those raiders in the lab a different way, too. So it's possible for her to not be in your game. I kept the lighter for myself and said, fuck you.
Mary! It's her lighter!
File that quest under botched.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have a few of those, but I
only have
care.
One. Because it was like, hey, I need you to go find these gun plans or something. And then I did it, and I realized I didn't have, like, any... Like, there were 3 possible things I could give to a certain character in the story to progress the story. And I didn't realize that I was doing those, and I'd given the other 2 back to the people instead of taking them and giving them to the other person. And I was like, oh, shit, well, I probably need at least one of these. So I was like, nah, fuck you, I'm taking this later.
Yeah, that's the only reason I've gotten botched quests so far as well, too, is just from that same exact quest line with the research stuff.
Have any of you guys used a flaw system at all? I had my first 2 of those pop up.
Yeah.
You did?
I've gotten the prompts, but I'm like, no thanks.
Okay. It was a very early game, and it was like, hey, the automatons are like not as likely to run away from you, or you. It was something extremely mild for like a free level up, so I was like, fuck yeah, of course I'll take that. Like, you're scared of automatons, so for like 7 seconds you do 20% less damage. I'm like, fucking sure, I'll do that.
Okay,
that's easy enough for me.
I don't know, I did one and I was like, oh, that's actually, it has a way worse consequences than I thought it did. I'm just gonna autosave because it's like, oh, way worse than that would be.
What was it? Was it like drug addiction or something?
No, it was like physical resistance or something like that. It was like you take more damage, but then like it also drops so many skills, or something like that. It's like, well, that sucks. I think it was like all your physical skills are -1, and then you take, I don't know, 20% more damage or something like that. It was really bad. I got shredded.
I had one that was like, it was like, hey, you've fallen off of a lot of stuff and taken fall damage. Like,
cracked your knee.
Do you want to have this flaw where it does? I can't remember what it did. I was like, nah, I'm good. And there was another one that was like, hey, you've walked over a lot of mines.
Right.
Do you want this one? I was like, no. It's like, thanks, game. It's like, you did a good job at hiding some of these mines. I know they're like bright colored.
They do a good job of hiding mines. Like, I walked over.
There's one spot on Roseway, I think, and all the mines are like bright orange, but they're in an area that has a bunch of bright orange plants.
Right.
Just like scattered around, so it's hard as fuck to see them. But I walked over like two of them, and I was like, all right, let's look around here and see if I can see any. And there's like a glow around them, and then that's kind of what gives them away. But if you're just walking around, you don't see them. And I don't think you can disarm them like in Fallout. Like, they just go off.
Yeah. You can shoot them, but there's no science way.
You can't like run up and hit, smash the E button or E key.
E! You got disarmed his mind. Set it, please. Yeah, it's, I thought you would be able to if you had high hacking or something like that, but seemingly you can't.
Maybe. I don't know. I've basically just gotten everything to 50, and then I'm just like, don't know what to level individually now. I was just like, guns. Let's just max that shit out.
Just shoot for the super long guns. Also very good. Plasma rifle. I got a plasma carbine. Thing's pretty sweet. I got a shrink ray. That's kind of cool too. It's very fun.
Yeah, I have that too. I got a plasma flamethrower. That thing is good.
Melts.
Does the shrink?
I got all of the science weapons.
Yeah,
the
science.
Does the shrink ray actually shrink people?
Yes.
Does it do damage to them, or like, can you squish them, or damage. What?
I think it does damage, but then it also makes them like small, and you can shoot them.
And their damage reduces, right?
Yeah, probably. Like
It's not like Duke Nukem style where you can just step on them afterwards or whatever.
Oh man,
you still have to shoot them.
That's a mod. Somebody get on that mod. That's a mod you should make. Just shrink them with the shrink ray. Man, that's good. Good part of Duke Nukem.
I have an assault rifle that does 1,000 something DPS.
It's a lot of murder. Is it like a scoped thing, or is it like just a?
I put a sight on it. I didn't put a scope on it, but I put like the non magnifying like reflex sight thing on there.
Hey.
Which isn't really a lot of those guns. You don't really need it because a lot of them already sort of have like they're iron sights, but it's actually like above it a little bit, and there's like a little tiny like reflex sight sort of. Like, I know, like, the starting pistol has something like that, and I was like, hey, do you want to put a sight on this? I'm like, not really.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, there's never been an instance where I felt like I needed a sight. Like, I've had sniper rifles where I'm like, oh, okay, just take a fight from long range, but it never, like, it's not that far. Like, I don't know.
There's not been one
massive distance fight yet, but.
A lot of the weapon modding in general seems kind of eh. Like, it's nice to be able to change the image type, but that's about the only thing I ever bother with. Like, the armor mods are pretty good, like adding the amount of stuff you can carry and, like, health regen and stuff like that. But, I don't know. This modding system is kind of not vital. I guess I just need to play on a harder difficulty, which I still plan on doing, but there's too many games coming out soon, so I don't know. It might be a while.
True. Death Stranding came out. You guys excited? Are you guys excited for?
Well, it's not out yet. It comes out on Friday. Yeah.
The review embargo was lifted.
It might have broke street date near me. That's all I'm saying. It might have broke.
Wait, what?
What? Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Do you actually have it? Like, that's.
What? No. No, I don't.
Okay,
no
well. Way. Well, then it doesn't matter, then, does it?
No. I just might know that if you talk to somebody at a local little shop that sells some video games, they might have a few copies of Death Stranding that might have broken street date. That's all I'm saying. I got a guy you can call. Just send me a message. I can hook you up. Thanks.
Well, it comes out on Friday, and I live in Texas, so by the time I did that, I may as well just go get it. But yeah. I plan on using Redbox for that shit.
Me too.
Finally signed up for an account. Yeah.
Very excited. Everyone's very excited to actually test out Redbox's game rental feature. Very cool.
Yeah, they're wishlisting online, see if I can actually get a copy. I am interested to try that. But yeah, I plan on playing the PC version, so I don't really want to buy that game slash get super invested. I just kind of want to see what it's like and how it runs on my shitty PS4. Horizon ran fine. But yeah, I'm just curious. I'm not like, oh my god.
I don't know.
After reading some of those reviews, I give even less of a shit about Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Just from what a lot of those reviews are saying, is like, this doesn't sound like something I would enjoy at all.
I'm sure, yeah.
It's like one of my 2.5 hour play sessions, because I'm kind of like DJ. Unless the game is really good, then I'll put multiple hours in a session, like Outer Worlds. Or, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to sit down and play Death Stranding. Oh, I sat through a cutscene. I didn't play a single bit of gameplay.
And that's
and
like
I'm at that point where I want to go do something else. It's like, great, I should have just watched a fucking movie or something at that point.
Right.
And then, like, reports of it, it's like, this game gets good after 10 hours. It's like, motherfucker, I want the game to be done after 10 hours.
Finally gets good after 10 hours.
Well, I love Dragon Quest XI and bullshit, like, mechanics, dumb shit games, so I think I might be into it. Even though Gary keeps making fun of me, like, every time I bring it up, he's like, this game sounds terrible, why do you want to play it? Like, I showed him the video from TGS with, like, the encumbrance stuff and loading everything up and like the Monster Energy product placement and all of that stuff, and he's like, why do you even want to play this? And I just like weird bullshit, so.
Oh,
Monster I heard Energy's somebody mentioned the Monster Energy thing and I thought they were joking, and I was like is that a thing? And
yeah, it's, for
yeah
real.
It's a thing.
It's real.
On my Facebook, because for some reason I liked Monster Energy at one point in like the last 20 years or some shit. Like, I just saw a Death Stranding ad by Monster Energy, and I was like, why are they doing that? So this makes sense.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point, but expect me to talk about Death Stranding on the next week's podcast.
So, if we can find copies, that
if
is.
We can find copies, because I ain't buying that game. That's $60. It's not my cup of tea. It's probably not my cup of tea.
Is there like a visual like list for Redbox? Like, because I assume there's a waiting list for it, right?
When I signed up for my account, you can go over to like the games coming soon, and you can add them to your wish list, and they send you an email when it becomes available, like in your area. Like, you input your address and stuff. So
I don't think you can reserve copies though.
Right. I think so you might be able to. Like, once it gets closer, I think you can, once it's actually available for you to rent, like, you can go on a website and be like, this location, hold it for me, and you use your phone, like, there's some texting, like, app thing that I signed up for, and, like, you text in a code, and it spits out the game for you, supposedly. I don't know, I'll test all this out later. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't work, but we'll see.
I'm doing it right now, actually. Blaine,
okay.
Doing it right now. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll just go down to the local Blockbuster.
Man.
The last Blockbuster in existence.
I miss that so much. Being able to go to like a store and look at, you know, pick up a movie, pick up a really bad Naruto game that you then play like an hour of and then put it back in the case and go, nope. That was my experience at Blockbuster.
Next time you're at a Redbox, enter your mobile number before picking a movie or game and we'll sign you in, blah blah blah. So yeah, there's some weird phone-based account thing. I just checked on my phone to make sure I wasn't imagining that.
I don't know, I use Redbox a lot for movies, but I've never, unless it's free, and then I usually just rent MLB The Show 19 time.
Wow.
Great.
It's
what's the last movie you rented?
Last movie from Redbox. I can probably look right now on my account. I'm in here.
And give me a 20-second review of it.
Okay, a 20-second review of Spider-Man Far From Home. I think it's one of the worst Spider-Man movies I've watched.
Okay, we're done. Never mind.
It was good. I liked it.
It is a good film.
I thought it was like 4 or 5 on a list of Spider-Man movies. I mean, obviously,
Spider-Man. Name the 4 or 3 other Spider-Man movies which are better.
So, number one, you got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's the best Spider-Man movie.
Sure, I'll allow that.
Sure. Number two, I think you have Spider-Man Homecoming. Number three,
I'll allow that.
Spider-Man 2. The Spider-Man 2.
Like the Sam Raimi one?
Sam Raimi.
From like early 2000s? Yeah.
What's Spider-Man 2 again?
Quality.
Give me the plot
Octopus.
Lines.
He fights Dr. Octopus. There's the train scene. It's a pretty good one. Then you have the first Sam Raimi film. Spider-Man 1.
I'm blanking on 2.
I don't know about the first one. Second
had Bonesaw,
one
though.
You fight first Green Goblin. That was cool. That was a neat one.
Yeah, the Green Goblin stuff was good. It's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Bonesaw.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bonesaw. Okay. I'd rather have 1 over 2 because now you reminded me of fucking Bonesaw.
Bonesaw. Okay. And then I think you could slot in Homecoming. I mean, Far From Home. Fine, but it's
okay.
Not
at least
that.
You didn't
it's
pick it. You didn't put any of the Andrew Garfield ones.
No,
in there,
garbage.
So.
These are terrible. Okay. And that's somebody who liked the Amazing Ultimate Spider-Man. They're like fucking terrible. I don't know what they did. Really bad. Thank you.
But also, how could you not like the latest movie where the part with JJ showed up? Holy crap! At the very end,
that was very good.
Oh my god! JJ, I'm so excited to see the next one. You like the old Spider-Man. You like the Sam Raimi ones, but you don't remember JJ, the best character.
How can you not remember JJ?
Oh, JJ Jonah Jameson? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. This one's for JJ.
He needs photos of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I remember that. I mean, it's fine. It's just, I don't know. It just
Your list is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine.
It's not offensive.
Yes, I'll begrudgingly accept it, yeah.
I mean, listen, Spider-Verse, I think, is the movie that I've watched that movie several times now, and that's, an amazing film. And maybe that slightly tainted me when I went into that one, going like, that was so great. Oh, here we go, Mysterio, huh? Good, cool.
Yeah.
I liked their version of Mysterio as,
very
like, a tech asshole. He was cool.
I just felt like it's gotten too big. Like, I would rather Spider-Man just be hanging around New York City, busting criminals, you know?
You gotta be big if you're doing the fucking Avengers plotline.
Right.
And he's an Avenger now and shit like that. Yeah, it's gotta
be
big.
He went to space, like they in the movie. Yeah.
I also just wish he was living in a house in
technically,
the Bronx.
He's 5 years older than everyone. Or he should be. No, he died. He died.
No, yeah.
See, that would
Everybody
have been interesting.
Else's.
That's fine.
That would have been more interesting if they had one or two characters that aged up.
Like his best friend.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like 19 or some shit.
That would have been really cool. I know they can't cut that actor, and like that's probably the reason like they don't want
to. Yeah, that'd be the hardest thing. They literally have to wait 5 or so years for the guy to age up or some shit.
Or just digital. Do we have digital, like, aging technology rather than de-aging, like all the old
It's called a makeup department.
Make them look old.
Get them platform boots or something for every shot.
That'd be good. No, but I mean, I like that movie because it had that MJ scene, which is something I always wanted them to do, which is like MJ always knew that he was Spider-Man. That's my favorite thing from the comic books. It's like, oh wait, I just live next door and I saw you through the window one time because you never closed the blinds and all the old Spider-Man things. It's like, oh my god, Spider-Man. It's real good. Alright, that's my hot take. Any other hot takes you want? Before that, I watched John Wick 3. I could talk to you about John. No?
No. Yeah. We're good.
The second
Everybody
best,
knows.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Horse kills a man in that movie. Horse kills a man.
They have a Kiari Pamu Pamu song in that movie, too.
Okay.
It's cool.
Which song?
While they're at the sushi place, it's a Ninja Rebang Bang.
Ah.
It's an old one of hers, but whatever.
It's like the most popular one.
Again, I would like to just state I don't know what the Kira Bang Bang is. I don't know what that is. I apologize.
Well, I'll link it. Oh, no. Whatever. We should talk about video games,
I guess. Also, I'd like to clarify, I'm not a gross person. Rapid, please, in the chat. Thanks. Just to call out the chat one more time. Not weird. Just comic books.
Also, be careful when Googling Ninja Rebang Bang.
Or don't. Mary, you and I have been playing Digimon Rearise. What are we doing, Mary?
I don't wasting my time.
Fuck.
Just not any money yet, so that's good. I haven't spent any money. I am playing way too much Digimon Rearise. Now I need to load up my team and see what all I have. But I have several megas. They're not all in the mega state yet. But no, that wasn't a humble brag. That was just a brag.
You've got a max level character, Mary. I think that's just wild that you have a max.
I have everybody in my team is maxed right now.
I don't know how you did that when I'm struggling.
Mary goes hard.
Yeah,
Mary
goes
crazy with these games.
I watch videos while I'm playing, or if I'm watching anything, or in the car, I play this game. It's fun. I don't know. You talk about it. What are you doing in the Digimon world?
Trying to get megas. That's all we're at now. Now that I figured out the only thing that's worthwhile in a megas, I'm desperately searching for megas.
Well, that's not true. There are some ultimates that are also good. You need to build up the Arrow Vigramon. They gave you that. I was gonna say Pokemon. That Digimon at the very beginning of the game. Okay. And it's actually Pikachu. Very good. Has very good speed stat. I don't know. It's
hot top tier strats. Okay.
It's on my team right now, too. But yeah, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 that can go into Mega, not counting Harrismon, which cannot go into Mega because they haven't released that story stuff yet. I'm sorry.
Harrismon, by the way.
Harrismon is the
name. He doesn't harass people. I just want to be clear. Harrismon, not harass.
No, but he's basically Sonic Chew. He is an electric hedgehog. He looks like Sonic. He is
Sonic.
Sonic Chew. It's pretty good. That's part of the reason I started playing this game is because the character
he's real cool.
The main character is
basically, great.
Yeah. but yeah, I got some good ones. I'm just trying to grind those Clash battles so I can get the D codes so I can Digivolve. Because that's what a lot of this game is just grinding Clash battles. They're
grinding all the time. Yeah.
Asynchronous multiplayer raid battles, basically. And you need to either do the most amount of damage or start them off to get the good rewards. So doing a lot of that. I got a terrible clown Digimon named Piedmon.
Pedimon?
And he's Piedmon. He looks, Pedimon, really please. Dumb. No. I have
Chapter 2 Mon. He's out there being
a
clown.
Kind of.
Pennywise Mon. That would be a good one. Pennymon. There you go.
See, look at my team. They're all fucking maxed. Max.
How the hell did you max them all? That's nuts. I'm struggling to get awakens on Digimon.
You just play the game. That's what you had to
game.
Do. Yep.
Play the
but
game.
But play it for 80 hours.
If only I could get some of those WarGreymon tokens, I
need
Digimon.
One more. I'm grinding those Clash battles. It's driving me crazy. I've been working on that for the past week. That is kind of irritating how a lot of the featured megas are part of the Clash battles. And it's just a super rare drop to get them to evolve.
Yep.
That would be my complaint with this game besides the load screens.
Oh my god. So many load screens. Everything's a load screen. Every time you click a button, it's hey, you're just going to load into this thing. Oh, it's such a pain.
It is, but I'm having a lot of fun with it still. Like, sure. I've actually used the pedometer function a whole bunch. Digiwalk, like, wow. I've been going out.
Yep.
I don't know.
Walks? That's nice.
I got a cool Halloween skin for my little virtual Digimon. I'm a sucker for this dumb bullshit.
What does the walking get you, or what does it do?
It will get you items just walking around. It will apparently, encounter other Digimon.
I haven't had that happen yet, yeah.
Me neither. I have not had that happen, so I don't know what actually happens. I assume they fight. I don't know. but yeah. I don't have enough for a gacha roll. I used my last 100 gems to get some plugins. Have you started working on those at all, Albie?
Yep.
That's the key.
Leveling up plugins.
For victory. Yeah, you need to get those plugins. They're accessories that go on your Digimon and, up various stats.
Discs.
Or, protect
discs.
Against debuffs and stuff like that.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm not good at PvP or anything because I still don't have a super ultimate team like everybody else does that wails hard on this and goes crazy for the PvP and then create defamatory YouTube videos about each other that are an hour long.
Just feud for hours. I mean, it's just...
That's the other thing insane. I've had fun with on this Digimon Re:Arise game. There are a couple of YouTubers for it that are currently in a feud, and they're hour-long videos talking shit about each other, and they're pretty amusing. It's terrible. I don't know why I'm attracted to this level of...
debauchery?
Trash. Yeah.
Trash? But,
yeah, it's straight-up trash. Yeah, but it's just dumb that, people are fighting over this phone game and being like, he was drunk and calling me out saying my team was trash. and he was saying vendors are cool and you're not going to get banned from the game. But if you use vendors, they're illegal. They'll get you banned from the game. That's what this other guy is saying. They're all just fighting with each other and it's just so
they're illegal.
Dumb. Yeah, they're illegal. They're against the law. But not really. It's using vendors is like when you hand over your account to someone who's registered in a different country and you can buy the premium currency at a lower price. So you give them money, have them spend the money, and they take a little cut too. I don't know. It's weird. phone game drama is weird, but I don't know. It's fun. I have to make my own fun, just like how I roleplay my stupid character in Outer Worlds. I have to make my own fun while I'm grinding out these clash battles. I'll go ahead and link these drama videos in the chat just for funsies, because they're dumb as hell.
I've just wishlisted Death Stranding on my Redbox page. Don't let it know, thanks.
Well done.
I just think... What has Digimon become?
How far away is the closest red box to you?
About 20 minutes.
So how does red box work? Does the equivalent of an Amazon delivery guy go in the morning and just fill up these post boxes and then you're meant to open up a locker that has a code in or something? And
no, it's a machine and it's got
Doctor Who.
Oh, it's
Who.
Touchscreen.
Think Doctor Who. Telephone box, solid, red, there's a digital screen, you select the thing you want, you press get it, it sends a bill to your account.
Right.
And then it shoots a thing out at you. I think it has
unless
just like
you tell
arm
it to,
I tried to link a picture of a dude replacing the red box stuff in
yes,
chat,
I
but
see
it
this
did
image,
not work.
And it's a good image.
Well, that's a lot of image there, Mary.
yeah, I did a great job.
Don't you love those when you're like, wait a minute.
That also did not work.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm really good at the internet.
No, my link did not work either.
That's the man inside of the red box.
Okay, I finally posted a better one.
So the inside of a red box, isn't it sort of like old school like jukebox.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sort of, where it's got like turnstiles and stuff, or turntables and stuff that's got
and a digital arm, disks on it. And a mechanical arm that pulls it makes things sense. Out. Yeah, I mean, makes sense. They're pretty popular where I'm from, since there are literally no video stores left, and who the hell buys movies anymore? So, that's pretty popular. Also, I don't know, like, most of the people in my area don't do, I mean, yeah, you'll have Netflix, right, but not a lot of streaming services in this area, because everyone has terrible internet, so.
You sound like you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, I know you brought that up with the Pokemon Go thing, but, yeah, 20 minutes away to the nearest Redbox, that's pretty out there.
Let me see, I could probably give you an actual mileage away from a red box. Here we go. What's my red box? Find a box. It's probably, yeah, like, you know, like 7.7 miles away from my house, probably about something like that. All right.
Takes you 20 minutes to get there?
Yeah. Get there and back, maybe? 7.7 miles? Probably not 20, probably like 10, 15. Maybe I was overestimating. 20 minutes sounds like a lot. But it's also, you have to like walk up to a thing. Parking's terrible, so take that into account. So. Yeah. So Digimon, good stuff, great stuff. Look forward to playing more. Very excited to play that other game. Very excited Digimon's back into public consciousness.
I don't know how much of a factor that really is, but I really like this new game. I was surprised at how much I actually like it. Like, I've been trying a bunch of different other phone games this week, like trying to actually find something I would care about. No, on that Destiny Child game, like, it's just boring as fuck. I tried playing AFK Arena.
Poor Destiny Child.
Yeah.
AFK Arena? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Well, you mentioned it that one time, and I was like, well, let me see what this is like. And I was like, this is garbage, and deleted it within, like, an hour. Yeah.
The Twitter ads got you.
Basically, yeah. Well, I was like, this artwork's pretty fancy. Maybe it's good.
And then it doesn't look like anything like the game, right?
Exactly, yeah. I got
nowhere near as good as Destiny Child.
Yeah, that's true.
Destiny's Child, yeah.
That has the art, but nothing else. but yeah, I'm just waiting for like games I care about to come out now, pretty much. Just trying to crack it. After I beat Outer Worlds, I'll probably just fuck around with whatever else is on Game Pass. Like, I've been meaning to play Descenders now that they added that on there.
Sure. That's a
fun game.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm boring right now.
No, me. I mean, you know, it's a weird time of the year. We're all, I think the games are kind of winding down now. We're reaching the point where lists are going to be starting to be made by a lot of people of what's best game.
Oh, so. I just remembered something else boring that I played. I tried to do the Borderlands 3 Halloween event, and I found it boring. Yeah.
How's Borderlands? What happens in this
event? It's fun. It's grindy. There are enemies that'll get possessed by ghosts. You need to shoot the enemies, and the ghosts fly out. You shoot the ghosts. You get drops that you use for the Halloween event. You basically have to grind through that over and over again. There's a new status called Terror. When you get afflicted with terror, your handling and accuracy go down, but there are also new weapons that drop that use your terror status to do bonus effects. Like, oh, once you have 3 stacks of terror, once you shoot this gun, it'll do, like, health regen or something boring like that. So I did that, fought the Halloween boss. I was like, this is cool, but I didn't unlock anything neat. So I went and looked up what all you have to do. There are like 15 Halloween event related challenges. And those challenges are varied. A lot of them are like beat this boss a certain number of times. Unlock this puzzle treasure chest, and you have to get 12 out of 15 to get the Halloween skin. I might bother doing that, but Gary and I were just kind of bored. Maybe we'll do that as we go on and beat the game, which we still haven't done, because we've been playing Warframe together more than that. But this Halloween sure. event runs until December 5th, so I guess I can take my time doing that. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It started, like, the week of Halloween and goes on until almost Christmas, so I don't really understand that, but whatever.
Should it just be a fall event, then? Like, is it...
Yeah, but all of the decoration is very Halloween. There's, like, spooky ghosts, there's jack-o'-lanterns... It's all purple and orange stuff. Like, it's definitely Halloween, but...
Well, I mean... Ran for the week of Halloween, I guess? And might
I guess,
as well keep it,
yeah. You know, maybe we'll bother finishing that Overwatch stuff, too. I don't know. Eh. Yeah. Warframe is more interesting right now, anyway, with all of its updates. And I got the cool bat ephemera, so whatever.
The cool bat.
So... Warframe stuff still running? When does that end?
I think the Halloween stuff did end. I'm not sure. I need to double check. But they have the new update out. There's like the newest phase of the melee revision out that basically Ooh. Makes it to where you don't have to time weapon combos anymore. They have alternate ways of doing the combos. The way the combo meter works is different. And yeah, the Halloween event is over, but, yeah, I need to mess with the, all the new stuff they put in there. The old blood stuff is happening. They have that new Nemesis system in there. I'm probably gonna play it after this, so, but yeah, that's all my video game crap. I wasted too much time watching Digimon YouTubers fight.
Grinding for them decodes.
DGV codes, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're probably right. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I'm just like, I didn't get the War Greymon. Fuck this. I need that sure. one.
Yeah.
Can I ask DJ to confirm something for me? Just very important. Did the Miami Dolphins win a football game today?
They did. You missed a great, great week of football. The Colts almost beat the Steelers, even though they did not have T.Y. Hilton or Jacoby Brissett the entire game. The Jets fucking fumbled into letting the Dolphins win. So now the Bengals are currently the worst team in the NFL.
It's fair, they are pretty bad. Bad team.
You gotta get some extra credit for, like, losing to a team that actively and successfully got rid of every single good player possible on their team. Like,
it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's bad
they
luck.
Let go of every single person they could have, and they did, and it worked, and they still fucking won.
Says something about the 2017 Cleveland Browns, eh? Of how bad that team must be to not win one game. It's a real... Well, get ready for the run for the Miami Dolphins to get to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Starts now to come back.
So, in terms of the Tank for Tua race, the Bengals are winning, but the Dolphins do face the Bengals at some point. And
they
I don't
will
know
have
if...
to let them win.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Jets face the Dolphins again or if they've already faced the Dolphins and won the first time. But yeah, the Jets are also with one win, and I guess they're also in the Tank for Tua race.
Everybody's in the race now.
This also helps the Redskins as well, because I think they're also with one win, so everyone won today in the race.
Everybody wins. It's great. It's a great
yes.
day. Great. All right, DJ, sir, we'll go to you then about actual video games not involving the Miami Dolphins. Tell me about...
Yay.
What have you been up to?
Everything was on the Epic Games Store for a while back as like a free game, and I figured I'd download
the game, everything. Okay. Everything was on the Epic Games Store at one point, and I just played around
with it. I knew the wording I wrote down would confuse you, and that's good.
Thank you.
Yes, I was playing everything the game, and that's not quite what I expected of that game. It's interesting in like how you ascend or descend into either bigger items or smaller items, and whatever that like story is, if there's even a story, which I don't think there is, right? Am I right?
I think there is a story.
Not really. You unlock different quotes from a philosopher.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, I guess, what the story is, just hearing all the different quotes.
Right.
But as far as I know, there's no, like, real end game or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, my guess is the end game is you just try and find as many of the items to unlock, or the things to possess to unlock.
Sure, okay. So did you find the philosophy engaging? Was that something that you...
It was fine. It was a nice distraction from, like, the ambient noise that the game was producing, I guess. But I can't recite a single thing that Philosopher Man said to me, so probably not.
Okay.
But it's a fun little, like, 30-minute game. You can probably play more of it every so often, especially if you get really high or something. I'm pretty sure that'll work really well.
Please, we don't condone drugs on this podcast, thank you.
But, like, when the game first came out, I only saw, like, a couple little trailers, and I assumed everything was just gonna, like, move or walk in the correct way it normally would do. Mm-hmm. And then I assume the first thing they always give you is the brown cow. And like they did not do anything to model how that cow moves.
Yeah, so there's no animations. Flips. Yeah.
Yeah. Its movement is moving like every 90 degrees, like in a rotation and hop forward, back, left or right. So you just get these flippy cows, and then you can get packs of things. So you just get, like, a herd of cows, and you're just fucking flipping away, mooing to bears or moose. I was going to say meese, and that's wrong.
Huh, neat, okay. Geese, goose, moose?
Geese, moose, meese, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's how you do. You have to go up and down.
That's how English works. So, yeah, I didn't play much. I played a fuck ton of League of Legends ARAM.
But I've been really busy at work. Oh, my God, man.
So, yeah. Again, I didn't really want to have time or had time to invest, like, hour-long things, hour-long sessions, or get deep into the Outer Worlds. And ARAMs are just easy as fuck to get involved and play quickly for, like, 20 minutes at a time.
Should figure out if you still require, I'd play some ARAM with you. Sure, let's play a little League of Legends classic game.
There's still, like, new characters in that game that I have no fucking clue how they work. I'm just like, that's a guy. They're doing something. Like, I've played against and with a Nico on my team, like, at least, like, 8 or 9 times. And I still have no fucking clue what that lady does.
How many anthropomorphized animals are in the game now? Like, what are we thinking? Like, 5?
Oh, God. At least double digits.
Great.
That's at least double digits. Yeah. Does Uder count?
Sure. Yeah. He's a bear man.
He's like an OG furry.
He's very...
Yeah, Jesus not even Christ. Joking.
You're not joking. He's like a martial artist that then, like, turns into bear and tiger and turtle. And then...
Yep. Turtle,
Phoenix.
Yep.
Phoenix.
Those are the 4 legendary gods of, like, Chinese.
Right, right. Yeah. But then he's also got his fursuit fursona on.
Oh, okay, never mind.
How do you feel about that, Jake? How do you feel about fursuit fursona? Good, thank you. So that's everything you played this week, DJ?
Yeah. That's lots of ARAMs. I guess, speaking of League of Legends, so it doesn't crop up in the future, the finals are happening next week because League of Legends World Championships is fucking insane. And
it takes like a fucking month.
It's been over a month. It started like this the first week of October, and we only had the semifinals this weekend. But like, they don't do double brackets, so there's no lower bracket. So this whole week of like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday was quarterfinals and semifinals. And like, it's even worse for ticket holders because I shit you not, they did one semifinal per day.
Oh, so it was really? Like
five games of League of Legends, and then fuck you guys, I guess you get to go home.
Go home.
The events per day this weekend lasted like 3 hours at most, because they weren't even a full five games. Both of them were like 3-1 finishes. Like, it's really bad.
Wow.
And then fucking next week, the final is literally just the final, so another five games. And I guess some fucking pageantry, and they'll probably bring another song, probably some, like, Europe song, European boy band, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
Get some Skins around there. What am I saying? It'll be a girl band, because
yeah.
Lady Skins are guaranteed sell more than the male Skins.
Okay. Well, I have nothing else to say about League of Legends. I have nothing else to say about everything.
The teams are Fun plus Phoenix, which is a hot new Chinese upstart. Some hot new Chinese upstart kids took like the Spring League or the Summer League, the latest league in China, from SKT T1. And SKT T1 lost today against G2 Esports, a European team. So crowd's going to be super hyped for a European team in the Europe and the Paris finals. So that's pretty good, at least.
Those are always good.
Yeah.
When you've got grand finals of a major event and one of the teams is from there.
Yeah. Like home it's soil. Actually going to be fun yeah. for them, at least.
Like E-League Boston Major for Counter-Strike mm-hmm. in 2018. Cloud9 was in the finals. Holy shit. Like, they'd get a kill and the whole place would just erupt. And then it was nuts. Like, that was a really good grand final.
That's cool. Did you guys hear about first woman to win a major esports competition? It's from China.
Yeah, Hearthstone,
yeah,
right?
Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Loon.
That's cool.
Loon. L I O O O N Loon.
Leon.
Leon. Okay, sure.
There's a StarCraft player. Scarlet, I think is her name. Didn't she win something a while ago? I don't know how major of a tournament that was, maybe. But it was like an Intel sponsored thing, so it had to been fairly big.
But yeah. I don't know. I don't pay attention to esports. I'm terrible. So
yeah, I'm not much for esports.
I follow anything out of CS. I follow pretty loosely. So
I follow like the main events, like League of Legends Worlds and Dota 2 TI.
Okay.
And whenever you tell me of a very important CS:GO one, I'll watch it.
Like I'll watch the Rainbow Six events. Even though watching those is kind of tough if you don't know the maps at all.
Yeah.
Because there's so much shit happening. And
yeah.
The spectator tools in Rainbow Six Siege are not good. Like even a bunch of the casters and stuff have been like, we need proper spectating tools. These suck. This is what's holding us back from being a bigger esport is the spectating tools are garbage. And like, we need better spectating tools.
Yeah, I think I'm reading this article on Loon, and I just want to say, why are some like esports divided in men, women, gender divide? That still seems weird to me, but it's cool that you want.
Because there's still a lot of general toxicity, which sucks, and I can understand why women who are in like women leagues for CS and stuff like that don't want to go join another team.
Sure.
Or like join essentially create a co-ed team.
Yeah, like sure, yeah. all the shit that Gayguri from Overwatch, the Zarya player, all the stuff that she went through, like, I can understand that. There are still women pinball leagues, too, because, and, like, the Women's Smash Brothers League, and, like, just some women feel intimidated, and it's easier to start out with, like, people that are more supportive than, like, I'm gonna be number one, fuck you, like, all the time. Like, I'm wearing a San Antonio Women's Pinball League shirt right now. Wow. Bells and chimes, they're cool. But anyway, yeah,
that's
like,
cool,
man. Yeah.
Bells and chimes, yeah. I get it.
But yeah, there's a reason they exist, for sure. Even though, like, actual, like, non-physical sports like that, there is value to, like, egalitarian competition that way too.
Like, in the instance of CSGO, there are definitely, like, female players out there who could very easily hang in the main leagues,
right?
But I don't blame them for not wanting to come over, but it'd be cool to see it.
Yep. It'd be cool to see chess finally goddamn get rid of gender divide. I mean, it's chess. You would think at some point chess of all games would remove that from competition, but or go, right, Mary? I don't know how you know about Go.
Shogi. Little
Shogi.
Well, Go and Shogi are two different games, but yes. Shogi is more like chess. I don't know.
Yeah. Right, Shogi, right. We watched that anime together about the Shogis.
Shogi Bear.
Jake, I'm gonna move on from Shogi Bear. I know you played Outer Worlds. Anything else you played this week? Anything pops out? Anything?
No. This week has been, I've played a lot of games for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time on PC Gaming Wiki. I'm getting ready for my extra life stream at the end of end of this week. So I just want to make sure everything that I'm planning on playing is working, and I've got everything, all the fixes and stuff installed, and like everything looks good. Like I'm planning on playing Fear, the original Fear, and when you bump that game up to 1080p, the subtitles are like 8-point font. They're they insanely don't tiny. No, they don't, because this was like still when 4:3 monitors were like the thing. So they. Just getting widescreen support out of that game requires a third party, like somebody made a mod for like a fix. And I had to go look on Steam, like the Steam discussion forums on how to change the font size. And someone's like, oh, I did this. Just download this file, drop it in here, and then change, like add this line to one of the config files and it'll load them in. It's like perfect. But spent a lot of time doing that. And setting up lighting.
I see.
All this.
Looks very fancy.
Nice. Looks very fancy, yeah. Looks great.
Thank you.
Very excited for your stream, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Is that me good?
Trying to, I don't know how I'm going to top last year's, but it's been putting a lot of polish on the stream stuff. Just going through and I redid a bunch of my OBS scenes and like there were things where it's like, oh, I've got this browser source, but instead of going into the HTML file that I wrote and making the fonts bigger, I just stretched them. So like parts of it are like blurry and stuff. I was like, okay, go fix that. Make the actual font bigger so it's sharp. Music working. Got all my... Pull this up here. Like I got... Deck board is ready to go.
Ooh, fancy.
I have an air horn button. I don't know why. I wanted to test out the sounds because you can play sounds through deck board.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I'll go find an air horn thing.
Press the arrow.
But it does it over the Wi-Fi. So there's like a lag and they don't stack. Like it waits until it's done playing and then you can play another one. I can't go. Yeah.
That's like
what you want out of an air horn.
Me?
It's not. It would play on the capture machine, and you would not hear it.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, cool. That's a lot of neat technology stuff there for your extra life. I'm excited to see what you do with it. Should be a cool time, sir.
It's gonna be this Friday, right? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Friday, November 8th, 9 p.m. Pacific is when I'm starting doing 24 hours. Goal is like $400 because that's what we hit last year. So that's what I'm aiming for this year. Again, maybe we won't get there. Maybe we will. Who knows?
Who knows?
Either way.
Cool.
Raising money for Dornbecker Children's Hospital, Portland, Oregon. Just like every year.
Every year. Doing it for the kid. Cool. 24 hours. God be with you, my friend. 24 yeah. hours. Hardest thing I've
the
ever way had to
I,
do.
The, it's, if you plan for it and you do it properly, it's not super difficult. Because like, I thought it was going to be a big thing. But then last year, I put several hours into like going reading on Twitch advice forums. Like, hey, how do you guys deal with a 24-hour stream? Like, how do you get through it? And people are like, don't drink coffee, no energy drinks. It's like, drink a lot of water, get like healthy snacks. You want like vegetables and like fruit and stuff like that. Somebody suggested Gatorade because electrolytes are really good. It's like, get up every couple hours, walk around, get blood flowing again. And
I guess
like doing it night to night is also really good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause last year I was able to get like a 2-hour nap in before I started and that helped a lot.
Right.
And if you and start at like 9 or 10 PM, you end at 9 or 10 PM
and then you just go to bed,
sleep and
yeah. You're and fine. Then you get a full night's sleep afterwards and you're fine. Yeah.
It was easy. It was easy when I did it because I would switch off with Gary. So it was like we would take shifts. Like if one of us needed a nap, the other one would take over. We might do it this year. Like I'm thinking maybe first week of December, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe.
It's always fun, but also my God, I don't know how. I don't remember most of. One stream, I was in a daze playing Zoom beanies at like 2 o'clock in the morning, like lost in my own mind. What a lot of memories there, but
I think on one of my streams ages ago, I think I've still got the recording of it somewhere. I totally like pass out for a good 10-15 seconds in the chair.
I'm just gonna take a little. All right, I'm out. I would like a light.
Yep.
Okay. But last year's strategy of play a game for 3 hours, and then if I'm gonna switch games, then I load up Beat Saber for like 20 minutes and get some blood flowing again, and that's something else I can stream, you know? It's like, hey, we're taking a quick cardio break here. Get woken back up
that's
a little bit.
That's a super good idea, yeah.
That is a good
if I'm feeling
idea.
Tired,
that
you know?
Is a good idea.
Yeah.
I wish I had a VR.
Get some water. Get some Beat Saber in. Then sit down and have VR face while you pick up the next game.
That's a great idea.
Like I think at the end of last year's, the last thing I played was Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades. Right. It's like a virtual shooting range. And at the end, when I sat back down and I had like just my camera up, I just had a VR face like a motherfucker, just like the goggle marks on my face. Whatever.
Yeah. It was all right. Okay. Let's move on to news. The news.
All right.
Let's talk. All right. You want to start with BlizzCon? And let's just go from there.
It's been kind of a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Like they've announced some games that people were expecting.
Sure.
And of course, there's protesters outside.
Yeah.
Which, more power to them. That's cool.
There's a few protesters inside, too, as well. Like, I saw some footage from a Q&A panel for a World of Warcraft expansion, and I will link it in the chat.
Yeah, I saw that also. So, basically, Blizzard president came out and gave a non-apology, saying, we moved too quickly. We weren't wrong. We just moved too quickly. It's fine. We weren't wrong. We just needed to slow down and just, you know, pace ourselves, really, while we crush people's human rights, you know? It's one of those things, you know? Moved in a little quick! It's fine!
Sorry, you guys. Okay, anyway, don't think about that anymore. Here's Diablo 4.
True. So, yeah, what do you guys think of that Diablo? I thought it looked all right. I think it's interesting they're going, like, a darker take on it. Like, that's... You know, that's what I always remember Diablo when I was young going, like, oh, man, that was, like, a bloody game.
Yeah, one and two were a little bit more gothy. I feel like 3 got a little World of Warcrafty influence
very
into
World of Warcrafty,
it. Yeah.
Right.
Like, my parents would not let me play Diablo when I went over to my friend's house when I was a young lad, so...
Like, it's called Diablo.
It's the devil.
Yes, it means devil.
Whenever we had, like, parents upset with that, I would be like, but you're fighting the devil. It's, you're on God's side or whatever. Yeah, it's okay, religious mom. But no, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the big ones in my house. That was, no, don't play Diablo. That's a bad...
What's the, like... most questionable game that you played at, like, the earliest that you can remember?
Questionable game I played the earliest?
Like, it may be a thing that you shouldn't have, that you found access to either via friends or some other method.
Can I answer right away?
Go ahead.
Castle Wolfenstein 3D on my grandpa's computer, and yeah, it was, yeah. I don't know why he had that game installed, but it was cool.
It was probably Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. It was probably the one that, when that came out. Don't worry about the reasons why. That's a completely different non-hot beverage related story I have. But, you know, it's, kind of stuff happens, you know.
We all know you didn't mod that.
You didn't? No. No, but my friend did. Then that's all.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. That's the thing where you would have friends over and be like, guys, look what I did. Oh my god.
You got anything, Jake? Quickly.
Quiz hat.
Not really. Like, I think the one that I sort of probably shouldn't have played was, like, the original Turok Dinosaur Hunter, because it had, like, a lot of blood.
Man, I remember playing that.
Yeah, blood sprayed everywhere.
That could be scary.
And then one, I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but that cartridge mysteriously disappeared.
Hmm.
I had an inkling that my mom took it and hid it. And then when I moved out after high school, my dad was like, I found this in my closet. I don't know why. And I was like, I fucking knew it. She denied it all these years. Fucking knew it.
That's very good. I have two references very quickly. One was, must have been like 8 or something, and I went to a friend's house where he had Sega Genesis and MK2. That was pretty good. That's a good one. And then even younger than that, pretty sure my brother and me had like a mix-up from Santa Claus or something, because he got like Space Quest, like a Space Quest anthology or something, and I got Heretic, and I played some of that Heretic, and that scared me from that game, because I do not like Heretic anymore.
Should go back and play Heretic at some point. You can master
you.
It.
But yeah. I'm actually excited for Diablo 4, like... Yeah, I know Blizzard sucks ass, but I like Diablo too much. I played too much of it with my little brother growing up. And even though this does seem like a modded Diablo 3, I still kind of want to play it. They only announced 3 classes right now, but it'll ship with 5. The 3 they announced are Sorcerer / Sorceress, Barbarian, and Druid. They have this new thing where bosses have a stagger bar, kind of like Final Fantasy 13. Once you deplete that stagger bar, different stuff will happen depending on the boss. They'll take more damage. Yeah, there's the mounts, which we don't have that much information on. It's going to be always online. There are going to be like other players showing up in your world. It's a blood cape.
There's a blood cape, apparently. That's real neat. That's a cool blood cape. I can confirm for you today that there's a cape made of blood coming off of this.
That was just a cinematic, but whatever.
No, it's a pretty cool blood cape.
They're not going to have an auction house, they said, also. So, there you go.
Weird.
I'm interested.
How many classes are usually in this kind of game on launch? I don't know if they added more to 3, but how many?
They did add a couple more to 3. They added the Crusader and the Necromancer. I think Diablo 3 also started with 5 classes. Witch Doctor, Barbarian, Sorcerer. Now I can't remember the rest because I'm the worst.
Witch Huntress or something?
Demon Hunter. Yeah, that was one of Demon the other Hunter, ones. That yeah. Is. Oh, now I'm terrible. Oh, Monk. Monk was the last one.
Monk.
Yeah. Monk. You'd assume they'd do the 5 again.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do 5 again. Like, I wouldn't be surprised since they have... the Druid was from the Diablo 2 expansion, so I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled another one out of there. Like, I liked playing as the Amazon, but... I don't know how you make a dude Amazon, because all of the classes are both genders now, so I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to play it. I don't care about PvP, but they also did say with Diablo 4, you will be able to play with a controller, like the console versions. Like, you know, with the dodge roll and stuff, the direct control thing. You can't use mouse and keyboard on the console, but you can use the controllers on PC, so that's pretty neat.
That is good.
Yeah. And apparently it's going to launch, like, at the same time on PC as on the consoles, too. So that's different, but yeah, I'm excited. I want to play it. I kind of want to play some more Diablo 3 again, but then I would have to install it again, and I'm already trying to play other games. I might do it anyway, though.
Also, Overwatch 2 got announced, which is, like, is it 2, or is it just the expansion for 1? Is it really a 2, or is it...
It probably should have been an expansion to 1.
Yeah.
But now they can charge more money for it, so...
Now we can charge 60.
Yeah. Are they going to charge 60, or are they going to charge 60 for, like, a pack-in of 1 and 2 together?
That would be a good idea, but I doubt they do
that. And then, like, 40 for people who already own Overwatch.
I feel like 40 probably is the right price for this.
I don't know. I don't think they've said, but yeah, I'm not paying over 40 for this.
So this adds, a new mode, Push, and then a story mode.
That's the esports mode.
Esports mode, and they also add... Push is the PvP game mode, character leveling system, and then obviously the 4-player strike missions, story driven thing.
Yeah, which was in Overwatch 1, and then they stopped doing neat varied versions of the PvE, so they would be saved for this game. And
some of those PvEs were like middling. They weren't great. Most of them were not great at all.
Also, it's going to be great fighting the same robot enemies over and over and over again.
That first one, one with, like, the history, like, Black Watch type stuff, like, I can't remember the name now, but it was pretty dang fun.
Sure. But I thought Junkenstein's Revenge was fun, too. That's not the thing.
That's fine, but that's just a wave mission.
Sure, yeah. Like
these are set out way more for, like, a lot bigger maps, even more than the original, like, PvE things that you got. There's lots of, like, zoning to it, and, like, it's not like the maps, like, advanced or, like, changed through time. It's more like...
Right.
For example, the first one they showed is, like, a barrio in Rio De Janeiro or something, and you're moving around with Lucio and a couple of the others to find out the cause of all these robots coming in and whatnot, and eventually you get to like a beach area, and then a ship comes in and you have to get inside the ship and then essentially explode the ship and get out of the ship. So it's got good traversing plot as right. they are trying to show off with this thing, like actual story in this game. How many of those we get out of this Overwatch 2 is going to be the big thing, I think.
Two.
Is it just two? They've confirmed no. just two of those
tracks.
They
have not confirmed.
No. Oh. Oh, okay.
But two.
So you're just giving false news.
Lies,
right,
yes. Hello.
Great.
It's me. I was going to say Deadspin, well, but that's too that's
that
hot.
That is appropriate.
Thank you. I'm the newsman now. Thank you.
And they did show two new characters, Echo and Sojourn, and those characters are going to come to Overwatch 1. They said all of yeah. your cosmetics from Overwatch 1 will carry over to Overwatch 2. It really does sound like an expansion.
It's just an expansion, yeah. Yeah. It seems like.
Yeah. But the cosmetics going over is interesting because it does look like... it's got a different look to the art style to it. It looks like Overwatch, but it does look different. There's some differences to it. I don't want to say it's a new engine, and I don't want to say it's a brand new art style to it either.
It's an updated
yes, it's an updated version of the engine. Yeah,
yeah, it looks a lot less crisper and stuff. Yeah. The characters do kind of look different and whatnot, which is cool.
Hopefully they'll just put some new textures or something on some of those older skins, and that'd probably be good enough.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of weird that they were like, hey, here's a comparison between, like, Tracer in Overwatch 1 and Tracer in Overwatch 2, and they're wearing different uniforms.
Yeah, that's not quite, yeah.
It's like, I bet if they were wearing the same uniform in both of those, it would look way less different.
Everybody's got a jacket on now. Very
just saying.
Well, they all have different hair now, so that's how you can tell it's different and new.
They got a haircut. They went to the barber.
Hair tech.
They wanted to pick up a nice, you know, nice cut and then look real good for this new game.
I mean, Genji with a hoodie is pretty good, but...
Everybody's got jackets.
Pretty good skin.
It's like Nomura with, like, belts. This man has an obsession with jackets. Like, I don't... Who's putting all jackets on these characters? I just don't. Also, Reinhardt has a beard, and it's a beautiful beard. That's all that really matters.
No, what matters is young Reinhardt. That's what really matters. The blonde sure. one. Yes.
Yeah, then they announced Warcraft, the next expansion pack. World of Warcraft.
I sleep.
Yes. Shadowlands, there you go, I found it. I was like...
Sweet.
Everyone is excited for everybody's favorite character to literally solo the Lich King, just 1v1.
She pulled that dude's mask off.
And cracked it in half, which is like, oh, why would that even make that happen? What if he had fallen and snapped that thing with the sky? It would just randomly open up? I don't know. All I'm saying is, I don't know. That seems like hot takes from the internet is that seems not good from what people were saying. So,
oh, even World of Warcraft fans were like, nah.
And nobody likes Sylvanas now. Everyone doesn't like Sylvanas because she's like, she like committed genocide or something. My news hat, my World of Warcraft news hat says people don't like her because she's really overpowered also. Like, why is she so strong? She can 1v1 the Lich King. It doesn't make any sense. That's it.
Albie, I noticed you put on another hat earlier.
Yeah.
And it was also way too small. Do you own any hats that actually fit you?
Not even a one. These are all from, like, I don't know, some other town.
Elementary school or something.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
I was
your head grow within a couple of years.
Surprised to know that my head is very large and it's grown considerably over the years. So, this is what I used to look like when I was a small Japanese kid attending Japanese elementary school. My little rain slicker poncho on.
Okay, Gilligan.
Gilligan Island. That's what we got. Little yeah, anything else, anything else? What'd you say to me? I really thought Overwatch 2 was going to be the next Destiny. I really thought that was... I was like, they got rid of Destiny. Now they're going to make Overwatch into Destiny. I'm so excited.
No, you no just,
more Schluters.
You got to wait for that Avengers game coming out or whatever.
When does that come out? Is that this year? Yeah. I'm excited
Who
about
knows?
That game.
I doubt it comes out anytime soon. It's probably... I wouldn't be surprised if it gets pushed back to 2021.
Hey, I like Miss Marvel. That Miss Marvel trailer was good. You should go watch that Miss Marvel trailer. That was a good trailer. Actually, what they should have shown, because it looked pretty cool. Lots of cool stuff happening in that. Alright, final news story. Anything else from BlizzCon? Obviously, free Hong Kong. We all stand with the protesters. Yeah. Thank you.
I was...
They mentioned Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, they did. Right. That was surprising.
Hey, everybody, Heroes of the Storm.
That was a big surprise.
Exist.
Yeah.
The bit that I saw where Q&A people were saying like free Hong Kong and stuff, and somebody even came up to the camera just randomly going free Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It seems like they were coached to basically like not respond or react to any of that. Like just let it happen. It'll be cool.
It'll pass.
Yeah. And that seems to be Blizzard's like whole way they're handling all of this right now is just like just pretend everything's fine. It will be eventually, we hope.
We apologize.
I'm not surprised.
We sort of apologize, but it was just like we're sorry you're upset.
Don't be mad at us. Yeah. We're sorry. Don't be mad. That was what they did. Not like we're going to fix things in the future. Here's our plan to not have this happen again. It's just like, oh, we're sorry. It was disappointing, but not surprising.
Yep. It's the last news story of the week. Also, that one guy was like really terrible. Like, I felt like halfway through that BlizzCon press conference, I wanted to actually get up from my computer and start screaming because that one guy was a terrible presenter and he should be ashamed of himself. That's all I was saying. Thank you. The video game Class War has Fallout players targeting premium subscribers.
We talked a little bit about this last week, but now there's actual
documentation. I think we mentioned it.
Yeah.
We just kind of mentioned it, yeah.
Yep. So, a quote. I want to read this quote. At least 5 to 7 people in teddy bear costumes kept punching me. One member complained.
Fuck you guys.
Because it gives you...
I was going to read this other quote. It's really dumb. Fuck you guys. I bought Fallout first on my own terms, and I enjoyed it. But those assats had to hunt me down, nuke my camp, and attack me relentlessly.
Oh, my God. So, basically, if you had spent money, and somehow, again, there's several things they've spent money on throughout... Basically, people who have not spent money are hunting down people that have spent money in Fallout 76.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just Fallout First, because Fallout First puts an emblem on your name.
Right, Fallout First.
Yes. And, like, you get an outfit or something that is, like, better than a lot of other stuff. So, like, why wouldn't you wear it?
Right.
And there's Fallout First only emotes. So there's a lot of stuff that just is a dead giveaway. And especially since they don't let you opt out of having the emblem on your name. So, I'm sure that's probably coming.
Yeah. No, what's coming is more ways to, like, dick you over or whatever, basically. Yeah. They're like, no, please. Apparently, I had heard, I saw some other news stories saying that they were surprised at how successful Fallout First actually was. So, they're going to be adding more time-saving incentives to try and get more people to it. Like, more convenience factors or whatever. People are paying money for this. So, yep.
My Gilligan Island news hat says, that's a bad look from Bethesda. That's all I have to say. That's funny, though. That's actually happened in a few other games, not necessarily, like, that didn't really get much traction. I know World of Tanks had something like that where there is a golden tank, and every time someone would load into a match with the golden tank, everybody would turn around and shoot that person until they exploded, which was pretty funny. Right. I know there's probably other examples of that throughout video gamedom, but it happens before. Certainly. So, I found that funny. Class war. It's everywhere. Everywhere. All right, that's all the news I have. Also, I mean, you know, most of the news was Death Stranding came out. It's coming to PC, Death Stranding.
You keep saying it came out, but it's not out yet.
It's out there, you know.
The embargo for reviews ended and some footage with restrictions, yes. But so their impressions out. But yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say on news. News hat is off. And
hats,
we're gonna
off
go
to you.
Quiz. No, I don't have my quiz hat. Never mind. Go ahead. We don't have any quiz hat. No quiz this week.
Yes. Oh.
No quiz this week.
Good.
That's good. My favorite part because I keep winning.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go quiz. We find.
Get us a question.
Quiz hat. Hold on. Hold on. It's good.
That's been Roms Over Baghdad, episode 180.
I gotta get the quiz hat. 1 second.
You can catch us on twitch.tv/romsoverbaghdad every week, Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. You can catch us on, I think we have a Stitcher account, right? We're on Stitcher. Google Play Music. Romsoverbaghdad.com.
Quiz hat! Hello, welcome.
Fuck.
To another great time. Hit the quiz music. You got the quiz music? Is that somewhere over there? Or?
No.
Okay.
Because you didn't tell me.
I'll make my little.
And I'm not gonna just do it on the fly this time.
That's fair.
I gave you a pass last week.
I don't know how to do that thing.
I happen to have everything set up still, and I don't now. So
I should just give my guitar and just
fully your own music fully. Right now.
Welcome to Thousands Quiz. We have one question today. First one to say it wins nothing.
Say the question.
The question of the week is, which gaming person was honored with a Cultural Merit Award this week from the Japanese government?
Miyamoto.
Yeah. Mary wins it again. All right, thank you. That's been another episode of Thousands
Blame
Quiz.
Blame fucking internet for that.
DJ said it first on my end.
Latency, it's really...
We'll have to
check the tape. Somebody get back to us on the stream. We'll go with the stream. Who won that one?
Tiebreaker question. You got something else?
Put that four-year-old hat back on. 4 years old.
Okay. It's got cowboy hat.
Why have you got these hats? That's a different hat.
Which developer said they wish they were Kojima so they could bring their game to PC?
Konami.
Which
Dreams? Like the no, that's which, that's not, never mind.
Which Gabba? Which game?
Dreams. You're talking about Dreams, right? Never mind then.
Jake, it's up to you.
Horizon Zero Dawn, peoples.
Take a guess. It's a Sony game.
Was it Naughty Dog?
No.
Is it the Horizon Zero Dawn?
It was not the Horizon Zero Dawn, people. What other PlayStation first party game could possibly be?
God of War.
Hey, DJ got it. DJ wins the game. Okay, thank you.
I was just gonna list them. I had like six guesses there.
And that's been episode 180 of Roms Over Baghdad. I've been your host, Elby. Mary, email. What's the email this week?
I don't know. You never even check it.
Romsbag@gmail.com. Send your questions to romsbag@gmail.com. And we have obviously every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We are on Twitch at twitch.tv/rumsbag. At Rom's Bag is on Twitter.
Rom's over Baghdad.
Right. Rom's over Baghdad. Twitter account at Rom's Bag. YouTube is youtube.com/Rom's over Baghdad or Rom's over Baghdad YouTube Paradise. You can search Google and find that also. I want to thank you all for joining us.
You should be promoting something else that's happening next week.
Death Stranding is coming out. Obviously, November 5th.
No, I mean related to Jake, Baghdad, maybe.
Hit it, Jake. You got it, Jake. Tell us about your extra life stream. Don't think I knew that.
A plus work. Good job.
I tried.
Just out of the park.
Just easy. Just an easy, just a, you know, it's like a...
Just a slow pitch softball.
Yep. Made good contact and just put it out at a, put it out at a park on a infield single. So that's a good stuff. Good. Tell me about Extra Life. What day are you doing it?
All right. I'm doing my my yearly Extra Life stream is happening Friday, November 8th, 9 p.m. at twitch.tv/internetpizza. Raising money for Dornbecker Children's Hospital in Portland, Oregon. Just doing a 24-hour gaming marathon. Come hang out. You don't have to donate. It's all right. Just having people in the chat keeping me company is more than enough. I'd appreciate it if you donated. That'd be cool.
How about the kids?
Help out the kids.
Tell us about.
Hell yeah. Come see my awesome production quality and my killer transitions.
Yeah.
And intermission screens and my awesome emotes.
It's gonna be great. I'm very excited for it. We all are. We also have, just want to give a little rep for the other person that we know that is doing Extra Life. Soul Man. He's also doing Extra Life. He's a day after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's starting. Yeah. He's starting on the 9th at, like, noon, I believe.
Mm-hmm. On the 10th. And he's going to be, you know, doing stuff there. He's going to be playing some classic titles like P4G and Deadly Premonition.
Persona 4 Golden is probably what that is, but...
Could be. Very likely.
Is there a way to get that from... You have to use the TV, right?
Yeah, the Vita TV thing. Yeah.
To get a recording of it. I was wondering how you'd do that.
I wonder where the fuck mine is now that I think about it. I think it's buried somewhere.
You should go find it. Basically now.
Go down into your basement like I did with my hats and then find other things. Find your Vita
TV. I have a room, an extra guest room that is just full of video game shit right now, so I'm sure
you were
going to
say
there,
just full of Vita TVs. Just lots
no,
of Vita TVs.
We have two PlayStation classics in there that need to be modded before Christmas is over so I can give them to relatives. Thank you for the reminder. That needs to get done soon.
Put down the list. There you go. All right. Great. Well, we're excited for Extra Life next week. We'll have to figure out if we're doing a podcast or if, I don't know.
The podcast is on Sunday and my stream will be over Saturday night. So yes, I will be there.
Who knows? If I do it on Sunday, who knows? Maybe I'll be a bleary-eyed person and then I'll be an even better host
than I am
currently.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Are you doing an Extra Life stream?
Maybe. I fly by the seat of my pants. The Eagles don't play next week, so probably, more than likely, that Sunday.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
The Eagles aren't playing. They're on a bye week. I mean, that's the only reason I would... I'm not going to have anything to watch Sunday, so, you know, got to make... have a little fun.
Maybe you could stream some Death Stranding. I don't know. Maybe.
I wanted to, but also... they probably block all the good scenes, don't they? They probably block so much.
Oh, you don't have a capture solution for that?
No.
That's a great reason to do a charity stream, by the way. I got fuck all else to do. I don't even think better to do. Might as well raise some money for some kids, I guess.
I guess. God. I'm joking. I probably won't do it. But who knows?
That's even worse. Like, I'm just too lazy.
Just sit on my ass with some chips. Looking at a blank screen.
Yep, that's me.
With my cowboy hat.
With my cowboy hat, of course. And that's been it. Episode 180. We got some other stuff we have to probably think about, end of the year stuff. So we will keep you posted on that. I have an idea that's been percolating, but we'll see.
Yeah, we still have 2 more months until the end of the year, right?
Whatever. Time Christmas flies. Stuff's up yeah. in stores.
Is he frozen? Is there anybody else? Or
he sure is. Yep.
Cool. Great. All right. Episode 180. Thank you. We actually don't have like 2 months. It's probably like less because Anime Podcast happens at some point too. So, you know, it's like a little. Anyway. Thank you. And have a good night. I can't. There's no hats left. No hats left.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Oh.
A goodbye hat.
A goodbye hat. No extra. Oh, here we go. The hat off of the Voltron.
We'll see you guys next week.
Let's go to Power of Voltron.